Good morning. Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City is deploying more than 500 anti-terrorism officers around the city as a precaution after the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, when a gunman opened fire at a Florida gay dance club. Law enforcement officials were in Penn Station's Amtrak area on Monday. They had a machine used for swabbing bags to check for bomb residue. On Monday, FBI Director Comey said the Orlando shooter was investigated twice by the FBI in 2013 and in 2014 for possible connections to terrorism. But that didn't stop him from working as a security guard or from buying weapons, a handgun and an assault weapon in the week leading up to the attack. That he was able to legally purchase these weapons is one of the big issues of our time.
I think one of the problems have been in this country, it is so easy for terrorists to buy guns.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Intelligence Committee spoke on Monday with MSNBC's Brian Williams. She says a bill called No Guns for Terrorists would have put the Orlando killer on the FBI watch list on the basis of the FBI investigations into his activities.
I tried after the San Bernardino situation to propose once again this bill on the floor. The bill is simple. It simply sets up some criteria that could place you on a terrorist watch list. And I'd like to just quickly, if I may, read that to you because I think it's important because this fails. And it's important to know what the government needs to do to be able to protect you. And it simply says the Attorney General may deny the transfer of a firearm under certain sections if the Attorney General determines that a transferee is a known or appropriately suspected to be or have been engaged in conduct constituting in preparation for, in aid of, or related to terrorism, or providing material support for resources for terrorism, or two, has a reasonable belief that the prospective transferee may use a firearm in connection with terrorism. Now, that finding could have been made by the FBI after the two conferences, after the two brief investigations that were conducted, based on things that the FBI was told about this perpetrator.
And what is frightening, according to Feinstein, is the ease with which a potential terrorist can purchase a weapon, as it is now 90% pass a background check. Senate Democrats say they will try forcing a vote on her bill, making it harder for suspected terrorists or people on the government's terror watch list to buy guns. It's the same legislation rejected last year by Senate Republicans. And on Monday, President Obama said it's crazy that we make it challenging for law enforcement to get alerted that someone they are watching purchased weapons. And if they do get alerted, it's sometimes impossible to stop them from purchasing a gun. And Obama said, while we don't yet know the motivations for the Orlando killer, we do know that those groups which grabbed his attention target gays and lesbians, LGBTQ, and gender nonconforming people.
Organizations like ISIL, or organizations like Al-Qaeda, or those who have perverted Islam and created these radical, nihilistic, vicious organizations, one of the groups that they target are gays and lesbians because they believe that they do not abide by their attitudes towards sexuality. Now, we also know these are organizations that think it's fine to take captive women and enslave them and rape them. So, you know, there clearly are connections between the attitudes of an organization like this and their attitudes towards tolerance and pluralism and a belief that all people are treated equally, regardless of sexual orientation. That is something threatening to them. Women being empowered is threatening to them. So yes, I'm sure we will find that there are connections, regardless of the particular motivations of this killer, there are connections between this vicious bankrupt ideology and general attitudes towards gays and lesbians, and unfortunately, that's something that the LGBT community is subject to, not just by ISIL, but by a lot of groups that purport to speak on behalf of God around the world.
President Barack Obama speaking at the White House on Monday on the aftermath of the shooting in Orlando, Florida. In other news, it will be a jury, not a judge, that considers hate crimes and other charges against the man charged in the shooting deaths of 9 parishioners at a Black South Carolina church. A U.S. district judge says jurors will decide whether Dylan Roof is guilty in his federal trial. If Roof is convicted, a jury will also hear arguments on a possible death sentence. And yesterday was the third day in the trial of a police van driver in the death of Freddie Gray. He's the 25-year-old Black man whose neck was broken in police custody in Baltimore. He died a week later on April 19th. Prosecutors entered into evidence several closed-circuit television videos showing the wagon's 45-minute ride from where Gray was arrested to the station house where he arrived unconscious. A medical expert testified Gray would not have been injured if he had been belted in for his trip to the police station. Officers left Gray handcuffed and shackled but unbelted. The van driver, Officer Caesar Goodson, is facing second-degree murder, manslaughter, and other charges in the death of Freddie Gray. Carl Dix with the Stop Mass Incarceration Movement is in Baltimore. He held a news conference. He said what the police did to Freddie Gray was murder, plain and simple. Dix went on to say he was healthy enough to run from the cops when they encountered him, but he was near death after they beat him down and subjected him to their rough ride. All 6 of the cops were involved in his murder. Dix says if they are not punished for this murder, this is saying that Freddie Gray's life did not matter. The trial continues in Baltimore today. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.